Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 62:1. Wherever I am master of myself, for I do not surrender myself to my affairs, but loan myself to them, and I do not hunt out excuses for wasting my time. We are all very busy, aren't we? But modern research in social psychology once again confirms Seneca's sharp intuitions about the human condition. Too often we simply let ourselves become busy for the sake of feeling like we are doing something, or in order to please others who don't necessarily need that sort of effort on our part. Being busy for the sake of being busy is a malady that affects us just as much as it did the citizens of first century Rome. Work, of course, is important. And there are things in life that we simply need to take care of. We owe it to our family, to our colleagues, and to ourselves. But Seneca displays the right attitude when he says that he does not surrender himself to his affairs, he loans himself to them. It's a nice way to remind us that we are captains of our own ship, so to speak, and that when we use the excuse that we don't have time, what we often actually mean is that what we're being asked to do does not have a sufficient priority for us. But we are the ones that set our priorities, aren't we? We are the ones that decide to neglect our children or partner because we have to work extra time. Otherwise, we won't get that raise or bonus that our boss promised us. Slow down and think about what you're saying here. That a bit more money in your paycheck is more important to you than time spent with your family or friends. Is that really the case? Who decides? So today, catch yourself every time you're about to say things like, I'm too busy, or I don't have time. Pause and reflect on whether that is true, as sometimes is indeed the case, or whether instead those phrases have become an irreflective way to avoid taking the responsibility to prioritize what is really important in your life. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.